on my ass is a problem. Bought me a drink and you got some. Wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome. Flashing your cash, boy, I got some. No credit, nigga, no car, nigga. I wanna ride or die, not a walk or die, nigga. Now leave a bitch alone cause I'm feeling kinda stressed. I told your ass before, damn nigga, is you pressed? Bitch, press,
nigga, you press. Well, welcome to another episode of What's the 5678, and I am your one of your beautiful big boy co-host, Alan Passion Fruit Frias, giving it to you live from True Mess. Chateau Trumas, when we got the chandeliers on.
Yes, honey.
And who is over here, girl?
My name is White Trash Trisha, a.k.a. Corona Connie, a.k.a. Suck a Dick Sally up in this bitch. How y'all doing today?
Bitch, I hope Sally ain't sucking dicks right now, girl.
No, girl. I was just telling you about this. Motherfuckers will hook up and stick their bare dick inside of an asshole and not think twice about it. But now, because the whole Corona business is going on, motherfuckers don't want to fuck nobody.
So hella scary. Are they? I bet you. I bet you Tinder is losing business too.
And Grindr.
I don't know. I don't use them apps. I use another one.
She is what? What do you? Which one do you use?
I use Growler. It's for the bear man.
Girl, bitch, girl.
But all the bears is hibernating anyway. So
why Brownie look like?
I haven't had any deficiency.
He's shopping for some right now.
This is booming.
Oh my god. If y'all hear people in the background, that is, we're live on Zoom right now. So these people are free to talk and to butt in on our conversations that we're about to have
yes,
right now.
Yes, and you guys are coming through clear as hell right now.
Let me get my agenda, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
You want to share the agenda?
And over here, we got Mayu sitting over here with us, and she kikiing too.
Mayu?
Yeah.
You're
getting the dog, BB? Are you in your kitchen?
Turn the light on.
Oh, you know what? You need one of those like glow rings. You know, one of the glow rings.
Like the kitchen slash living room slash bathroom slash everything.
Okay.
Girl, are you in a pod in Japan, girl? What's
yeah,
going on?
Hey, everybody doesn't have everything.
I love it. Jenna, why you look like that? Jenna's like just sitting there just chilling.
Girl, she's eating her food.
Jason. Just to let you know, everyone doesn't live in a double wide trailer.
Now, Brandy, you know you are out of line. You didn't have to do him like that.
First of all, hold on. Hold on. Let me open the book.
Yes, I did, because he tried to come for my girl, BB.
In 5 minutes, he's going to be a white devil.
Okay, first of all, don't make fun of my double Y girl. I live in a sickening double Y girl. They are decorating in Palm Springs now, bitch. So go fuck yourself with that fucking rag on your fucking hair, bitch.
Okay, that's Palm Springs, bitch. You was in the R in Richmond, bitch.
Bitch,
okay?
Go fuck yourself. You can all go suck a dick, girl. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you all. Okay, let's talk about this whole Bad Bunny video real quick.
Well, how's everyone's week so far?
Oh, okay.
What, I mean, oh, right, weeks. Yeah, how's, what week is this for us? And this is like the second week
this
or third week?
This is the week of Corona.
Second week? Because I'm losing, I was losing track of days for a minute. You know, like.
What y'all been doing this whole week? Beto is doing a jerking off motion. Everyone is loving themselves nowadays. Girls are going like this the whole time. This is your clitoris.
Yeah, Pornhub is really busy right now. My videos be stalling. I'll be like, oh, too many people on here.
Yep, double clicking. And yeah, people are learning how to flow themselves again and jerking off and double clicking their mouses. Brandy, you've been fingering yourself, Brandy?
Oh, I don't want to know that.
So inappropriate, Jason.
Hey, Angel, you out there in the crowd right now. So is it like everyone keeping distances and stuff? Yes, Angel. Coming from the grocery store. Are you guys keeping
Korea
6 feet
live
out there?
Live from Koreatown.
Koreatown.
It's pretty chill.
Oh, he said it's chill?
Yeah.
There's no one there?
No, I mean, there's like a good amount of people. Everyone's wearing masks.
Oh, are you the only ones that's not wearing one? As he wipes his nose.
How come Trey's not recording? Jay, Trey, we can't hear you, Trey.
Places like this already are like super, people are respectful, but then you go to like Ralph's or something and then people are just like bumping into you.
Yes. No, I had to yell at people. I was at Trader Joe's. I told some bitch to back up. I was like, bitch, 6 feet, bitch. Give me 6 feet or six feet.
Well, the first time I went out, I went to the grocery store and I got in line and I got right behind this woman and I totally forgot about the damn distance and shit. And she looked at me like I was the devil and she scooted on around her basket and went to the front and talked to the dude. And then she kept looking back at me crazy. Bitch, I forgot. It was my first time being out. So excuse me. I'm aware now. Damn. Bitch, don't trust me. I don't want you in my face.
She's aware of the corona now, Miss Thing. Yeah.
Bitch, but the way she looked, I was more scared of her.
They have lines at grocery stores. There's lines. So you can't, six feet lines?
Yeah, you say, well, that's a basket. They put the basket between you to make sure you keep your distance. You know what I'm saying? So that's good.
Hilarious. All right, let's go on and move on to Bad Bunny's new video. We just watched it before we started. Bad Bunny is, I don't know what to think about. I don't know if I want to have sex with him or if I just want to suck his dick with those titties on. I don't know. Yes.
But
yes.
She was all the bitches.
He was
almost.
Yes, he was all the girls. He was every single girl in that video. That was him.
Not the white girl. And then there was a black girl in there too.
He wasn't them.
He wasn't the other real fish.
No, he wasn't the real fish.
He was a real fish, but he was everyone. But he was like the fake titties and the girl with the red outfit on. But yeah, he was doing that to let him know, like he was doing some kind of like protest for like trans rights and all that stuff.
Oh, that's what that was.
Are those titties hers in real life?
The trans woman's? Oh my god, no, girl.
For Dan.
Wait, was that a trans woman or was that him?
That was him.
Because he looked hella trans. Another trans woman, right? So has he? You know what? I think he's probably been with a trans woman.
He's a bisexual. I think he's a bisexual.
He probably liked to like wear like women's clothing anyway. When you like doing it to him, it's like a fetish. That's how it came off almost.
Daniel, will you fuck him, Daniel?
I gotta give it to him for supporting our other people.
I thought Daniel already fucked you, Jason.
Oh no, ma'am. She ain't fucked me, girl. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. We can't bump pussies, girl. We are sisters. Girl, we can't be like this, girl. Bumping pussies, trying to bump booties, girl. It don't work that way with us, girl. What we use, a double-sided dildo? What we gonna use? What?
Oh my god.
Look at Daniel's face. Bitch, you need a dildo in your fucking mouth, bitch, and get some dick up in your mouth and your pussy, hoe.
Oh my god.
You're late.
Oh, you got some dick recently? Finally.
Woo! Somebody did. Daniel, right? Guess what? Everyone is you.
Hell excited.
Not trying to look underneath every freaking pillow, mouse hole, car. Dungeon, cave.
First of all, bitch, I'm not that hoish girl. I'm not gonna pull some guy out of the homeless guy and suck some homeless guy's dick just because, girl.
Not anymore.
And call it a soup kitchen, girl. I ain't doing that shit, girl. No, ma'am, girl. I'm not Daniel. That's Daniel, girl. She be in the bathroom. In the Groove Studios, huh, girl?
That's like a real.
Oh.
Bitch, I got room to be selective.
No, you don't. Not at this time, girl. You don't. This is the coronavirus time, girl. No, you don't. All right. No, we don't. Let's go on and move on. You watch Keeping the Kardashians?
You know what? Just because we've been quarantined and I've been looking for other stuff, I have watched a little bit.
Did you watch a new episode?
Okay.
Did y'all watch a new episode?
Y'all see that shit where Kim actually slapped the fuck out of her sister? Like the shit out of motherfucking...
Courtney.
Courtney. Bitch, she gave her 1-0. Bam! Yeah. She a little ruthless, Kim.
You know why she was fighting?
Well, no, why was they fighting?
Do y'all know why she was fighting?
No.
Y'all don't watch Keeping the Kardashians? Oh,
honey, bitch, no. BB like, oh, no. Who said, oh, honey, no? Jenna. Bitch, I'll watch it if I'm getting dressed.
No, I don't watch that bullshit.
Drinking. I don't watch that trash.
No.
Why was she about to fight her?
I think because she wants to be off the show, maybe. I don't know. She wants to be off the show.
Oh, bitch,
she wants to end herself off the show, and I guess Kim and him start fighting. I don't know. It was like Batgirl's Club. It was. I didn't like it. I was like,
she was charging at her.
No, she was. She was going after that bitch.
I was like, and then she was trying to run. Courtney's trying to run.
Because she thinks when she gets some fucking Kanye West dick up in her, she thinks she's hood now. That's what it is. That bitch thinks she's hood now. Kim thinks she's hood because she got some hood dick up in her.
She had a whole bunch of hood dick in her. No. Just Kanye.
Oh, I know, girl. I can name the list. Girl, Jerome, Luis, Lil XT, TT. Did y'all watch the sex video with her and Ray J?
Yeah, I did.
Did y'all see that Ray J video? Like, oh, BB's all, I saw that.
I just was watching Ray J.
Oh, look at Jenna. She's, that's a big dick. I can't take that. Mm-hmm. Girl, that's a...
It was an implant.
No, girl, that's a...
Oh, no, no. Girl, that's a, that ain't no implant. Implant my ass.
Girl. I heard that he has an implant. And you know who told me? Somebody you know, Alan.
Ooh.
Give up the tea. Who?
Emily.
Emily fucked him?
No, Emily found out he had an implant.
Girl, no, that dick looks real, girl. His dick looks real. I'm sorry.
Okay, but implants are supposed to look real.
But girl, I didn't see no like mark where they cut off and they added it to it, girl. Like a connect the dots, girl.
Well, they did fabulous work.
They surely did. Because, bitch, I'm like this.
Because I would, oh my God.
She told me the whole story.
I will dislocate my
really?
She told me the whole story.
Girl, okay, go. You want to tell
us the story, girl? Thank you. No worry. She can tell the story. Moving on next. You take it too long, girl.
Go. Tell it. Bitch, I want to know now, bitch.
Point blank, bottom line, Emily was fucking with someone in L.A. that was Ray J's friend and spilled the tea on him. And he had had surgery for a penile implant.
What, BB?
Jenna's got her hand up. She
go, Jenna. She fucked him? You sucked his dick, Jenna?
So the man basically for a amount of time. Yes, long time, for about 4 years.
Who?
That video, my man, really. My boyfriend. He played for them. He was their drummer.
Your boyfriend played.
And that's just real. From the video, the dick, all real.
See? It's real. Jenna sucked his dick. It's real dick. She sucked his dick.
Not according to Emily. So y'all gotta go head in hand because she knew someone that knew him, and he said it was straight penile implant.
Well,
see, maybe they was trying to get Insta famous.
Girl,
was they trying to get Snapchat famous?
Okay, you late hoe.
We're past her, honey. She got deported.
She got deported
for trying to impersonate drag.
No, bitch. We're talking about fucking Ray J's dick.
Girl, she's in Koreatown right now. Girl, she is not with us right now.
I know, right? She's just shopping,
filling the melons and shit. Yes, pick up some watermelon.
You better go, Angel. All right.
We're making Korean barbecue at home.
Okay, let's go on. Let's go on and move on. Hey, girl, hey, our new section. So, Alan, go ahead and read this. So, guess you saw this, right? When she came out the closet?
No, I didn't. See, okay, let's read this shit right
okay,
quick.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye, boo. She's like, oh, girl, I'm out of here. Bitch, you go get your ingredients together, okay?
Oh, no. I'm telling the guy, girl.
Oh, I thought she was giving us stuff. Okay, we're having a miscommunication here. Okay.
But I'm a customer doesn't mean I can't provide some good customer service and back.
Work.
Well, bitch, look, is she working while she motherfucking shopping?
All right, so go ahead.
Ask for benefits.
So the brat.
So the brat came out in a video on Instagram.
Whose video was that?
Because her girlfriend, Jessica Dupart, bought her a Rolls Royce. Oh, yes. I saw that. Yeah. So
the brat came out the closet.
She said, I've always been kind of private person until I met my heart's match, who handles some things differently than I do. I have never experienced this feeling. It's so overwhelming that often I find myself in a daze hoping to never get pinched to see if it's real so I can live in this dream forever. Well, that's funny because I always thought the brat was out because, shit, she a lot harder. The year, right? You know what I'm saying? I thought she was like out the closet all the way, even after going to jail too. I thought she probably had a couple of girlfriends in jail or something. You know, she had her own ward.
No,
you know
she.
What happened, Alan?
What?
You know the story.
Tell Booty Judy bought her that car, and all of a sudden she wanted to say, I'm lesbo.
Thank you.
I've never been so in love because she got a brand new fucking customized car.
Yep.
Like, exactly. Your she, best friend don't do that shit. It's straight.
No, no. She probably told her, you need to come out or you ain't getting this motherfucking car. So she probably came out because of that bitch.
And she was out in the car sobbing her life away.
It's a fucking Rolls Royce. If I got a Rolls Royce, would y'all be crying? I'll be crying.
Oh, no, it's a car.
If she had insurance on it, I would be happy.
That's a nice gift, but shit, they can't love me.
But everyone knew she was gay. Everyone had to know she was gay.
Everybody, come on.
She had a white girlfriend for a long time.
Who's she?
So she was fucking with some white bitch for a while because she came to one of the Vaughn shows in Reno and met her with some white bitch. Mm-hmm. She was with some white girl for a long time. Yeah, and then they broke up, and then I guess she got with this bitch that does hair. She's like a hair person, right? She does hair or some shit. What's her name? Jessica Dupart.
Is that Glory?
Yeah, she don't know how to fucking join. She's a dumbass.
Glory's tripping.
Oh my God! Just tell her to go to the What's the 5678 and click on the link.
Go to IG.
She a dumb hoe.
Look at she hollering over there too. She is literally
download the thingies.
She's so stupid.
I don't even think you have to have Zoom. You could just Zoom on the link. I mean, yeah. Click on the link. Right?
She washing her hands.
Click on the link, download it, and then it's gonna ask you if you want to join the chat.
She's so stupid. So yeah, so the brat came out of the closet finally, thank God. Everyone knew anyways, but I guess she wanted to make it known, I guess, now. So let's go and move on. So a British man discovered his husband-to-be was cheating on him with... So basically what happened was this British guy caught his husband, soon-to-be husband, cheating on him because him and the lover were quarantined due to the coronavirus.
Wait, hold up.
So this guy found out his husband's cheating on him because he's supposed to come back out of town, but they said he can't come back out of town because he'd be quarantined because him or the guy he was fucking has the coronavirus. So this country, they told him he can't leave until he's better.
So he was off cheating with this dude?
Correct.
While his husband was home and shit?
Correct. In British. And I guess he was like in British. I guess he was like in Brazil or something like that with his little friend. But come to find out, the friend got the coronavirus. He got the coronavirus. The country said, no, you can't leave.
And kept they ass there.
Yes.
And so he had to call his husband back home, let him know, and probably be like, well, who in the fuck you with?
The guy's name is Nathan.
I'm with Nathan, and we both got the shit.
So he goes.
That's fucked up. But y'all on vacation in Brazil.
He goes, I've been with Octavio for 5 years now, and I thought I could trust him. I mistakenly thought Nathan and I were friends. No, Nathan was sucking your man's dick on the side.
Because Nathan was all up in his face too and shit. So yep. Nathan was someone who was close and shit. And see,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be always bringing your man around
friends.
Other friends and shit. Ooh. You got to watch that shit. Because friends, well, Jason has told me I have been a little bit too friendly at times. But that's just motherfucking me. I'm just a nice ass bitch.
I know you're like that. I know you can just
but
fucking
he done
suck
told me I'm going to get my ass kicked from being too nice sometimes.
No, bitch, I'm not
yes,
saying.
He did,
no,
bitch.
Girl.
You
no, one time, okay, one time, long time ago, I was like, look, bitch, you're a little too flirty with my man, girl.
With his man?
Girl, I need you to back the fuck up. I need
oh,
to back
bitch,
up.
Please.
This is a long time ago. But then kind of find out, I'm like, oh, Alan's a flirt. She's just a big old hoe, so it doesn't matter anyways.
A flirt or a hoe? Bitch, which one is it?
Bitch, both, bitch, girl.
Part-time flirt, part-time hoe.
Y'all know Alan. Alan's very like, hey, baby.
Yes, y'all
doing?
Do know me, and I ain't gonna sleep with your man, you know. What?
I'm not flirtatious. Okay, yeah, I'll suck it. Yeah,
you are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't bring your man around me, girl. I'll suck his dick probably mm-hmm. on the side. I'll be like,
don't
hey,
bring your daddy. Don't bring your uncle. Don't bring your younger brother, even if he's 16. Don't even bring him.
No, girl, I'm not going to jail.
If he's fine as fuck and he's 16, he gonna be at least looking at him and throwing fucking saliva his way,
girl.
Let him know he went.
Okay. Gay boys, if y'all see a little boy, not okay.
Glory, bitch, you is on here finally. Thank
finally,
you.
Finally, she figured it out. If y'all seen a 17-year-old boy that is really good looking, are y'all gonna look at him or look away?
I'm gonna look at him.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck.
You won't suck his dick though.
I mean, you never really know what their age is. So if they look grown enough, then sure.
No, bitch, I'm asking for ID. I'm not gonna be on Megan's Law, girl.
Megan.
Bitch, I know three boys that I know, not me, that are on Megan's Law. Bitch, you search the name, it goes Ludax with a boy 18 and under. I was like, ooh, you are nasty.
Megan's Law. That's the shit where you can find
molester, Chester molesters on there.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Well, my picture ain't posted up there, so don't trip.
Alan's not on there, don't worry.
Hey, I know, and then I just saw Andrea too. What's up, bitch?
Hey, yes. Andrea.
Hi, Gloria. That's Andrea. That was stupid. Kara, where in the fuck is you? I don't. I see. Oh, she probably got her her wig off.
She have her wig off. Kara, you have a wig off. Is that what you want to show yourself, girl?
I'm masking, you guys. I'm masking.
Masking? Is she masking? Let me see your mask. Sell your beauty products. Sell your face. Sell your life, bitch. Hello.
Hold on. I'll be right back. I gotta go do something. I'll be right back.
Well, I see his name, well, but not him.
Yeah, I don't see him. Okay, let's move on. So, okay. A Marvel Comics has released a new superhero character, a non-binary character by the name of Snowflake. I'm not making this shit up. So the writers go and say Snowflake is a non-binary and goes by they and them. And has the power to generate individual crystallized snowflakes shaped. What's that say? I can't read that.
Shape shurikens.
Shurikens.
I guess like stars, like snowflakes. You throw them like stars, I guess. Yes. How's hella gay?
So they throw. They
probably have sparkles and shit when you fly them.
So the non-binary bitch, she throws snowflakes.
And the bitch also has a twin by the name of Safe Space, and he goes by
Safe
him
Space.
Or he. What the fuck is going on in the Marvel world? What in the Marvel gayness is going on?
They're trying to include everyone. Thank you. They're trying to include everyone, and they're trying to get everyone involved in this whole, you know, world of universe of LGBTQ, all that stuff. They're trying to get everyone involved in this. So they have a gay Marvel hero. Who's gay? Is Black Widow gay? Which Marvel character is gay? I wish Captain America was, but no, there's someone. Oh, hold on, this mic
sorry,
said.
The microphone just went. Doo, doo, doo.
Who?
Who?
Iceman. You would know, Miss Thing.
How you know Iceman is gay? Turn up the thing on there. I can't so they can hear.
What's his name?
That was Rogue. Rogue touched people.
No, there's Iceman. Oh, he's gay?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, bitch.
You making shit up, y'all. Okay, no.
Well, he's Asian. You would have probably thought he knew.
What is this supposed to be?
Maya, you know about video game and anime, don't you, bitch? All y'all know about anime, don't y'all?
Racist.
Damn.
You're racist.
Oh, so here's the characters. This is what they look like.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Bitch, what?
So the blue one is the non-binary one, and the pink one is the gay one.
What's her name from the? I whip my hair back.
Yeah,
they both look hella gay.
Read it. I can't read that, girl. I'm sorry.
It looks like Willow and Jaden Smith.
And the. Yep. Because the characters are black.
Yeah. So what's it say, Daniel? Read that to us, Daniel. Read that, Daniel. Read it.
Yeah, we can't read.
Iceman, one of Marvel's X-Men, Iceman, has finally accepted that he is gay.
Accepted? Accepted? When he sucked a dick finally?
Yes. So he was DL.
I don't know if it says Iceman cometh out.
Cometh. Bitch, are you from Game of Thrones?
What the fuck is this?
He cometh out. That's when he came out the closet, February 19th.
Friends to come out.
Is Vienna trying to come out the closet? Vienna, you gonna come out?
Vienna, oh, are you trying to come out the closet?
Why are those two characters black and pink and pastel blue?
I don't know, girl. Maybe it looks good on her skin tone. I have no idea.
How come one of them couldn't been like an Islander and then the other one been Asian or something? Or, you know.
It's actually
the Negroids.
You put a man
actually interesting that they're being named as non-binary, but they're using blue and pink, because usually blue and pink are associated with like boy and girl, you know.
But the boy is with the pink, and the other fish thing is the blue one.
Fish thing.
That's bright blue.
Girl, that's called passion blue, bitch. That's called passion blue.
That's called sun sky.
Pastel. Bitch, I'm still gay, girl. I don't know my colors, girl.
Girl.
Don't laugh at me, Angel.
What?
What'd she say?
Film that piece.
Oh, girl. This bitch went
to. For those of you that haven't been outside here. Shit.
That's what outside looks like.
Bitch.
That's what outside
looks
like. Where
you pass by Calabasas? Girl.
Say hi to Kim and Chris, honey. Say hi to Chris Kardashian for me, bitch.
No, we actually live like 15 minutes away from Kim Kardashian.
Oh, for real?
Calabasas is only like 15, 20 minutes away.
Where y'all live at? Reseda?
Sherman Oaks.
Oh, I used to live there too. Oh, I used to live there.
Mm-hmm. And Nico lives by me too.
She's
where I live. I tell people where we live.
And I was just in Cape Town, close to Glory.
Oh my God. Andrea, you are so LA. Andrea is so LA. She did her makeup to do an Instagram video. Bitch, you are so LA. I love it. Yes. Oh, y'all want to hear? Y'all want to hear her? Hold on. Y'all want to hear her Corona song? She wrote a Corona song. Y'all want to hear it? Hold on.
Yeah. Can you perform it too?
Yeah, she's gonna
perform.
No, we're going to watch it right now. Hold on. We're going to watch it. Hold on. Let me share my screen.
I love you guys.
Okay, y'all ready for this shit? Hold on. Hold on. Where's the share at? Hold on. Here we go. Y'all ready? Here we go. Ready?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
All right, God.
Yes, bitch. Yes. Yes.
Is an expert in response. Oh, girl, what is this? Hold on.
What the fuck are you playing?
Hold on, what's this English shit?
Girl, she's talking about the quarantine in the UK.
Okay, this English bitch needs to shut the fuck up. Okay, here we go.
Everyone take a shot.
Oh, yeah, let's take a shot. Yes, Alki. Yes, Alki, Glory. Let's do this. Come on, girl, come on. Here we go. Shot, you guys. I'll wait for Nico. Let's wait for Nico.
Everyone take a shot.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, take it. Okay,
hold on, yeah. Drunky drunk. Hold on, girl.
Wait,
hold on.
Wait, was that Glory that said that?
Yeah. Let's take a shot. I'm three ahead of y'all. What?
Wait,
you're three. Oh, yeah, they're over there. They're my thing.
I need to go refill my glass. What are you guys drinking?
We drink. What is that?
Hey, just don't drink too much, because alcohol is an immunosuppressant.
Bitch, what? Excuse me?
So is sucking dick, bitch, but I'm still doing that, girl.
Too much, because alcohol is an immunosuppressant.
It's a you know who?
Hold on.
Or immunosuppressant.
Nico's saying something.
Depressant? I'm not depressed.
Immunosuppressant. It suppresses your immune system.
It suppresses my immune system?
Hold on, Nico. What are you saying, Nico?
So you don't want me to have too much to drink,
hold on,
bitch?
Hold on, Nico.
Yeah, don't drink too much if you don't want to get Corona, girl.
Finish my vodka.
How are we gonna catch anything when we're home by ourselves anyway?
Bitch, hello. I think I had this Corona shit even before we went on lockdown. Cause I was sick as fuck, bitch. I was in the bed for 5 days straight, cramping and had with the diarrhea. I couldn't move for shit. But then I didn't have no fever. But I could have diarrhea.
Which
like,
one should I do? Which one are you guys drinking?
You know, we doing some dark.
Bitch, the dark. Oh, no,
Patron. Vodka. Vodka. She got vodka. Here we go, you guys. Here we go. Wait, cheers.
Wait, bitch, where's mine?
Oh, sorry.
Bitch, how we gonna cheers? My shit ain't even full. You is a fucking mess. You're not even gonna.
Yo, I'm not even lying. Look at this.
Wait, Alan.
You are. Okay.
What?
Who's Kiki?
Kiki?
W.
I don't know. Kiki W, say something, Kiki W.
It's a new beauty line.
Bitch, can we do some mimosas?
Yes, mimosas.
We're doing some soju.
Yes.
Oh, Kara. Kara has given me blackface.
I'm masking.
Yes, Black Panther.
Yes, you are. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda, bitch. Yes.
Yes, bitch, you are giving me motherfucking coming to America and then other Americas. Because damn.
She's got to get this skin together in this quarantine, honey.
Girl, it looked like that corona got all on your face. Girl, it's going to stick to it. As you peel it off,
it's going to be there. Cheers, you guys. Cheers.
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 Yes. Cheers. Happy Saturday, y'all.
Ooh, okay.
But while we're here talking about masking, when this is over, come see me at Idell Beauty. Shameless.
Yes.
Promote.
You get 20% off. You get 20% off.
I'll give you 20% off post quarantine.
Yep. What's the 5678 discount? Okay.
I will do a discount code. It'll be 15678.
Can't love it. Stick it. Moving on. Okay, here we go. Catch the account. So. Nico might want to talk about this too. So,
ooh,
Ricky
yeah.
Swirl, Ricky Squirrel's name, Lady Gaga's choreographer, Richie. What that fucking little bitch?
Why
name
you
is?
Saw? You got to spell it on here, Ricky.
Girl, Richie.
It's Richie.
It's Richie. Richie Squirrel. So, anyways, so this bitch was in an audition. No, not bitch. I love her. And she was explaining to dancers that when they were auditioning, they were doing their own thing. And she's like, "Look, you guys cannot do your own thing when I'm teaching you." Some choreography. I'm seeing a lot of dancers up here. Huh?
Oh, that style? That like look like you're just freestyling?
Yeah. So it looks like you're doing your own thing.
Like she is fighting off every virus that's coming her way.
She look like Gumby, girl.
Girl. She look like one of them things that be outside and they be blowing in the way.
Yeah.
Blowing and shit.
So.
And become top piece.
I can't keep up with these kids.
No.
Girl.
But so he made a good point. So he said, he's like, if you guys want to start booking gigs, you cannot do your own thing at the auditions. He's like, I don't know what's going on with these.
Thank you.
I don't know what's going on with these choreographers nowadays, but every single choreographer out here that are teaching are letting these kids do what the fuck they want to do, not doing what the choreographer is doing.
Yep.
And he made a point, said, look. Ryan Alartai? Oh my God, Ryan.
Ryan! Oh my God, he were connecting to his audio. So no, continue.
So yeah, so basically what he said was some bitch was doing his her own thing. He's like, look, you cannot do your own thing. He's like, you will not book gigs. Oh, Ryan, I love you. Hey, bitch, I love you. I can't see him. I can see his name. It says Ryan Alartai.
Can someone tell him how to do the camera?
Push the icon. It looks like a fucking camera. Girl, she moved to LA and got dumb, girl. She's like, dumb, dumb, girl.
Girl, it's the air.
It's the air. It's the blonde air. What's
the smog?
That's actually been really nice, the air quality in LA.
Because everybody ain't driving around the way they should.
No one's driving. So, Nico, what is your thought on this? And I'm going to get Alan's too.
It's true. It's like they need to like just do what the choreographer, especially if it's someone from like old school and they're like teaching a combo. Like they need to stay true to that because they don't understand like, nowadays in classes, a lot of people put their own style on stuff. But back then, we were very strict on it has to be like this. And he comes from that training.
Yeah.
So he's going to share the way he trained. He's going to tell them, you guys got to do it the same way.
So when did things...
But it's like really hard though. Like when you go to these classes, especially, like the choreographers are allowing them to do their own spin in every like thing that they're doing. And it's like, they're all, like the classes I go to, I shall name them nameless.
No, girl. No, we don't have Say the name, girl.
I think that people should be exposed. You know what I'm saying?
It's not bad. We're just being honest.
I mean, yeah, because I think that more teachers probably should do maybe a questionnaire with their students and like on how to maybe like make their environment better and what the fuck it should, what the fuck it really is.
It's like hard because like for me, example, I grew up in that time where you had to look very much like the choreographer.
Yep.
And I struggled with that for majority of my time of being in the dance team. And then like when you're learning stuff, like you want to put in your little bit of your style, but nowadays it's like their culture. Like a lot, like I'm confused. I'm trying to legit do the style of the choreographer, which already looks like a freestyle in itself. But when you let kids do solos after classes or whatever, and they just look nothing like the choreo.
Why is Nico cracking up too?
Because what Daniel keeps typing and shit.
Bitch, I'm blind from here. I can't.
Girl, I can't see that, girl.
Bitch, what the hell? Is that Korean?
Gloria, is that Korean?
Gloria literally just tapped a little bit. She said the choreo looks like a freestyle.
Right.
Okay.
So Daniel says, Daniel, you're like, you're typing Korean. What are you saying? I don't get what you're saying.
Are you butt typing?
Girl, she's dick typing. Bloop, 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 bloop. Now, what are you saying, Daniel? You are typing some shit, okay. You stupid hoe.
I don't know why that is happening.
So when did it change? When it came from having that discipline to like everyone literally just dancing like it's a freestyle and you got to catch on to it?
Instagram and YouTube.
Ooh.
Ooh. Really? Because everyone just started following each other?
I feel like in class what's going on right now is these teachers are actually more than anything, I think, trying to train these dancers to be artists, quote unquote, versus them being like dancers. I think there's a difference between being an artist and being a dancer. Mm. And an artist kind of interprets things in their own right. And a dancer is training and taking notes from each teacher separately.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're catering their training to what they're involved in. So I think it just depends really on which teachers. In the studios where they allow like dancers to just film themselves, those are not the ones that are there for you to be like trained in dance. Those are the ones that are there for the views and the popularity, and everybody loves to see somebody floating around and doing some crazy shit, pop it over here. Like that's what the average person on the internet wants to watch.
But you watch those videos and there's always like two bitches off by one count, the other bitch doing some other shit, and motherfuckers, I'm like, who is the choreographer for one? What's the choreography and what the fuck is going on? Cause these little young kids.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey Leo. But I know with Nico, you're teaching in LA and all this stuff, and these kids out here are trying to like do you.
Do you always like and tell them to do it how I'm doing it? This is how exactly how I want it, or do you tell them to kind of put their own tea in it? Wait, we have him muted. I can't hear him.
Hold on.
See, Jason is trying it.
Hold on. Let me unmute all. There we go.
Unmute all. Here we go.
Stop.
Why would you
text me? She said, I'm leaving. I'm leaving this cat.
Girl, you ain't going nowhere. Bring your ass right back.
I'm going to take Isabel's class.
Like this.
Ooh. Shit.
No, she's doing something slow, so I'm like, okay, I could do it.
I'm like, I didn't even...
But do you, when you teach, do you enforce them to do it exactly how you want it, or do you give them the freedom to do...
I give them freedom because I'm not training them for the industry. I'm training them to work on craft. I feel like my class is for, like, musicality, to help them retain choreography, and I don't necessarily train to perform on music videos or, like, on stage. I'm training so that they can work on their craft, where it's musicality or dynamics. So I let them kind of play with it a little bit, where when it comes to like different choices here and there, yeah. but still staying within the realm of what it is, you know? Yeah, I choose because they also got to be themselves at some point. They got to put themselves in that choreography too.
Okay.
All right,
classes get in their Instagram bio, right?
Yeah.
How do you get on your laptop?
You have to go to zoom.com.
Daniel, what the
Who's trying to give the directions right now to somebody?
was an accident.
Oh, that's me. Sorry. I thought I was muted.
No, you stupid bitch.
I hear all your shit with your face.
I'm trying to get Trent to get on because I was like, he was like, who is that that's talking? And it was Nico. And years ago, we took Nico's class at In the Groove, and he did a Whitney Houston number, and Punkin was in love. Aww. He was just talking hella shit. Like, I knocked that choreo out of the park. I was like, you did, honey.
But
he's trying to get on his computer to join us.
That's a good story. Tell the parties. So, what'd you say?
I said Nico's choreography.
Oh, he had me
when he did Square Biz. All right.
Bitch, right.
Yeah, I was like,
thank you.
Thank you. love it. Yes, bitch. Namaste.
Glory, are there any classes in particular that you enjoy more than others in LA?
Name the names, yes. Please.
Are there classes that you've been to and you've been like, okay,
I can't do this.
I've been one time and I ain't going back?
Bobby Newberry?
See, there you go.
You guys!
That's a yes.
Well, the ones that I'm going to go back is the one I've been very good with, like, keeping up with is Day Days, Dave Van Coleman's.
Mm.
Okay.
His is very much like his style of teaching and his style of like training is very much of what I'm used to, where you're like, you have to look like me. Like you, this is, you came here for this. I'm not asking you to freestyle. I'll give you maybe an 8-count of freestyle to do what you need, but it's lines, it's precision, it's performance and retention, which as a 33-year-old dancer that's trying to come back, just
who
to
looks
like,
23,
right? Looks 12.
And then you're next to like, you know, 13-year-olds that are fucking amazing. You want that, like, up for me, because that's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
So with him, he's, you know, he's good with his counts, he's good with directions, his weight changes. He's very good with like the way he explains it, which is very much similar to Beto's. Like, he's very, like, you know.
Who?
Who?
Yes, bitch.
That's what I know him as, Beto.
Girl, she said she got ethnic with it, too,
she's
bitch.
She's like, no, it's Nico now. It's industry.
Oh,
bitch, hello.
Beto. Salama po. Salama. Okay.
Go ahead.
The one that I wasn't as, like,
excited.
I guess I wasn't as excited as
look at Daniel instigating.
No, wait, which one was it?
Brian Friedman?
I've never taken from him.
Don't. Actually. She's horrible. Anyways, can I go ahead?
Oh, see? Yeah, really don't. I swear, I think the class...
I'm kidding. I'm totally playing.
No,
kidding.
I won't. I think the class has been for divas. I think the whole class has been for divas.
Lay twins? What are the lay twins?
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Did anybody else take that workshop?
Yeah, Brandy did.
Oh, yeah, Brandy did.
Brandy's a pro.
I'm dating you, Brandy, to don't respond.
So, Glory, what names? Name a name. I need one name.
Stop! Don't be putting that kind of pressure on her. But I would like to know.
Knows. Yeah, shut up, bitch.
Let's just say I'm not a fan of teachers that just like teach a class and then take their friends to do the class.
Girl, who?
Yeah, and there's a lot of classes that do that.
Who?
But you fucking up the shit now.
That's Angel shit. Hold on, let me mute her. Hold on.
Wait, it sounds hold like, on, yes. Trent, is that you? Let me see.
Yep, it was Trent.
That was Trent.
That's not me.
Fix your
video. That's not me. Why are you muting me?
That was Trent.
Trent, there's something wrong with your connection over there. But we put you on mute right quick. Because
oh, I know. I've actually been very honest with this one. I took Aaliyah Janelle's class once, and I would never do it again.
Oh, Aaliyah Janelle.
I liked it.
No, I mean, far as like.
Who's that sis? Her?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Relax. Let me get in a motherfucking word. I'm just saying, with her
Angel.
coming out of an injury. I tore my ACL. Going into especially a heels class, I need a teacher that knows what she's doing with heels, specifically with weight changes. For choreography, great. If I were able to do that in just like sneakers, fuck yeah.
It's hella much in heels, like, oh, like way too much. Like, why are we wearing heels sometimes, right?
So that's my thing. It's just like the proper weight changes and her direction and how to do it is where I really got lost, and I was scared for my own safety.
Daniel likes heels classes, don't you, Daniel? Let's say a little word about heels classes.
I you know what? That's funny because I know. I mean, I'm a gay man that has never put on heels, you know, but. I have choreographed heel pieces and had Brandy, shut the fuck up. I'll see your face all sideways and
because
shit.
That bitch wears one inch heels trying to dance look
like
heels. Look,
your face all twisted like you had a stroke. Look. No, she don't wear Conchita heels. She always give me at least three.
Conchita.
Okay, now look. But I feel you because she be going for the gusto in heels and shit, doing flips and jumps and shit. And the shit that you can do that you should be probably doing in tennis shoes for safety. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, no joke, for me, for a first-timer, when I went to her class for the only first time and the one time I went, I had to switch from sneakers to heels 4 times.
What? No, that's kind of class.
How long is class?
The class was about 1.5 hours.
Look at Nico.
And it's like, and that's the thing. It's like, you can't also put in that much choreography in 1.5 hours. Because you want to just fit everything just for video.
Yeah. Oh. You know? That makes sense.
So like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're here to properly train, if there should be, like, a fine print. Like, this is for performance. This is for training. This is for, like, basics. Because when you go in there as, like, a first-time dancer, like, there's no waiver forms.
Yeah.
There's no waiver forms. Like,
it's a, I need to sign something because
I'm gonna break my knee.
I'm gonna break my pussy lips.
Hurt yourself.
Glory. That has to do with being like a smart dancer too. Like you watch her shit, it is advanced. It is.
Oh, it's clearly advanced.
Clearly,
I don't trust my body in heels, and she even said like I feel comfortable in heels. You don't have to wear heels. This is just where I feel best dancing.
Okay, so she gives you the option in class.
No, you're, yeah, for sure. But then there's also a way of teaching heels. There's also a way of like knowing your weight changes, and knowing to be able to teach your dancers and your students to do stuff.
Excuse me. So wait, she's not a good teacher in heels? She's better teacher in tennis shoes?
No. I just feel like she's very passionate and she's very performance based.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, what do you think about heels classes, Daniel? Do you love heels classes?
He being shady. He being messy.
Like, which ones?
Girl, name some names, girl. Let's see. Let's talk about it.
I can say a couple of heels classes in the Bay that I'm not sure why.
Say the names, girl. Say the names. Say them.
I don't know their names.
Is her name Kara Peters?
I'm kidding. Look at her face.
I'm here for it.
Yes. Girl. Love it. No.
The only reason Kara Peters teaches in heels is because people ask her to. Otherwise, I stick to my beauty business and call it a motherfucking day.
Bitch, I'm playing, girl. Calm down. I love your
bitch,
heels.
She about to put a voodoo spell on your ass, bitch. You better be careful, bitch. She gonna give you
yummy yum.
She got your doll made of you, bitch. Start taking pins in
yummy,
that motherfucker.
Yummy 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 yum. Shop today.
I mess with hoodoo.
Oh, I'm just playing, Kara. I love you.
Nico, what the fuck? Nico is getting ready for a class right
Nico's
now, bitch.
Doing a class right now.
Oh, bitch, she's teaching a class right now.
Oh my God.
Instagram Live. So have y'all taken a lot of these classes on Instagram Live?
Oh yeah, virtual classes. Have you done this?
How were the virtual classes for y'all? Oh, Glory gave it a no. I don't know.
Just your class, Alan.
And Kara, you did good what you posted. It went all the way right, but it was like it was viewable. It was viewable. No, it was viewable. Thank you.
Did I do what?
That's a negative. So what bay teachers don't you like with heels classes?
It's not that I don't like it. I just think some people are just not.
They should not be teaching.
What's their name?
Yeah. Bitch, there's a couple of them. Girl, certified. Okay. I will shut up because I've already expressed them.
I don't know their names. So, like, when I see it and it's like super, like, hyped up, I'm like,
no, yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
I gotta say something.
Go, Brandy.
Too, because it's so
good thing, because your thing is clacking.
What, Brandy?
I told Angel to mute his thing while he's cleaning that thing because it's clacking.
Oh,
it's
Angel.
It is clacking.
I'm done.
Okay, go. Stop, don't mute me.
He's like, oh, you're about to leave, Nika. I love you. Have a good class.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bitch.
So, what are you saying now?
No, Brandy, you were going to say something.
Let's talk about Nico and
how
he left.
Fuck her and fuck that long hair. Look like Jesus. Not like
she just as awful as Lori Ann. I'm just kidding.
Try to be Jesus. She's not pure.
Girl.
No, Brandy, were you going to say Brandy? What were you going to say?
Yeah, you're going to say something.
Oh, no, she wants to do that no more?
She's quiet, what?
Glory, what name is about in the Bay Area? What name's heels classes?
No, girl, she ain't from here. She
I don't know their name.
What did it look like?
Sorry.
I don't want the Corona girl. I don't want the Corona girl.
I smoked a blunt, honey. It's still kind of hoo-hoo-hoo.
I was like, is that Rona in there?
Ooh.
No, Ro-Ro.
Okay,
so I don't know their names, to be honest. I don't know their names. It's just like...
Daniel...
I just feel like, you know... Like before, I remember, for example, like teaching, in order to be able to teach classes in funks alone, like you had to prove that you're a good teacher.
Right.
Like you had to you weren't even considered to teach because like you just didn't know your shit. You know, you don't have enough like behind you. But now because of Instagram, anyone can teach.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. It gives like a lot of them, you know, the power to think that they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then when you see them, and this is no shade because I see the passion in all of them. I really do like, you know, commend them for having like even just the strength to do so, to be putting out there. But at the end of the day, like for me, being that I've been in this community for so long, I'm like, I want to be able to give the best from the people that I'm teaching or that I've taught.
That makes sense.
It's like when you're just putting someone to like teach because it's cool and to get a bunch of likes and comments and a repost cool. Because a fucking the singer of the song that you choreographed to reposted you.
Ooh. Tagging people, bitch. Okay, so you ain't with the whole thing of like trying to tag an artist hella much and harassing them.
I don't mind that. Because I think that's a really good way of like
getting yourself out there. Yeah, getting out there. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way people make their money. That's the way you're known. Like, do what you got to do. I commend that again. If it doesn't match, and like you know, as artists, you know, as teachers, you know, as dancers, especially from very long time of doing this, you know when it's not. What are you doing?
What's this content?
You're like, the song is popping because it's a current song right now, and it's like being played all over. So it's gonna get a lot of views because it's a current song right now,
right.
And you're getting praised because of that. But you're looking at if you're looking as an outside point of view for choreographers and old directors and dancers that have been doing this for damn near 20 years, you're like, Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Daniel?
How are you getting so much play when none of that just made any sense? It's just like, it doesn't, for me, this doesn't equate properly.
Yeah.
So I won't go to a class if I know that it's, like, what am I going to get out of it?
Yeah.
It gets plays because of algorithms. That's why.
Who?
Yes.
Who?
Who's
but
she?
It
algorithm.
Plays,
it also gets the plays when you get, like, know, really pretty bomb-ass girls that's in there.
Yeah.
And, like cute outfits.
Make your choreography look good.
Yeah, making, like, full-on hair and makeup. They're sometimes, right. like, they're sponsored by Fashion Nova for their clothes. So like,
Fashion Nova.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see that all the time.
And then all of a sudden the singer is right behind you watching you do it.
It's a fucking audition in class.
It's for that clout, girl.
But
it's
like the whole concept of class is totally taken because now it's a fucking production and we have to get the right take. We have to get the right look for the video. I love it when the video is
on. Guess, girl. Only pick their friends to do that.
Yes, and doesn't give anyone else a chance.
Not the paying dancers that go there to actually really learn.
I'm like, can I go? It's my turn. Hello, can I go?
Right.
You want to make sure that somebody's going to pay your choreo at the end of class, right? If you paid somebody $250, for example, to come and film your class, and you didn't get one solid run through, that's a waste of your money.
Yeah.
So giving like 5 guest spots for that to happen is financially worth
it. Bitches,
all these arguments, it's just a whole different. Like, you can go to studios without cameras and still train. It's just
okay. So I guess I'm seeing it as a point of view, not the way you're seeing it, because you're someone that promotes stuff, you're producing stuff. I'm seeing it as a person that's actually taking the classes, that's putting in my money to go sub. Because I'm trying to learn something out of it. But yes. When you're pushed aside because the friends are bomb and they're already like booked dancers, like, how are you, walk away with like feeling like, all right.
See, well, that's where I think where.
Like Eric Bellinger just reposted that.
Yes, and I think that what you should do is take the time, that time that people are paying for, and that should be the focus of just the students and their growth. Do that recording shit after the fact. Hook up with your friends at a whole motherfucking another time. Record the shit how you want the shit. Take that time and not everyone else's time. Bitch, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Like
run a whole
Wiz.
Warehouse. Do a whole motherfucking one shot.
If you're smart about your money, you'll have a dance class and then you'll have a performance class.
Then that's a good one too.
And you can do the same choreo twice. This is to learn it. We all gonna do it,
and then
to perform it.
Yep, and then we gonna make a video. Yeah, and then we're going to make a video where, okay, the class is just for learning. Then we're going to have another session to where, okay, now we're going to make a video and we're going to record that shit and then charge extra for that.
A lot of times the dancers that come in to pay classes end up being raw as fuck from learning it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's being overshadowed and overpowered by just like, the homies.
But catch this. Right. Some of their homies that already learned it before class anyway.
Exactly.
And then they still getting putting on. That's fucked up for the bitches who's paying their quaints, honey, to come in there and learn the shit.
Hello.
Now, bitch, if I'm coming in there to learn the shit, bitch, let me get my due because your friends already got it. Let them sit up there and let us follow them. But when it's time to do groups, bitch, move out the motherfucking way. Give me my motherfucking spotlight. Let me do me, bitch. And then if I got it right, put me in the next part.
That's why I be bringing my phone. I be putting it on the side, just recording myself. Like, I ain't going there. Somebody gonna record me.
No, I've noticed that a lot because I work. At Millennium, and then I noticed like all the friends are in the back marking it the whole time because obviously they know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get chosen at the end to do video. He'll choose other groups that are like of dancers that are doing okay, and he doesn't even look at the groups. But then once his friends go on, then he's paying attention. That's a little disheartening for me, like that they don't care, you know?
Like, that is shady.
That the choreographer doesn't care that about the dancers that are actually paying for his class.
Look at Daniel got his hand up like we in class.
Go,
yes,
Daniel,
bitch.
Go, bitch, go.
Let's see. Now talk loud, honey.
When it comes to filming class, who's bringing the cameraman? Is it the teacher or is it the studio?
It's usually the motherfucking teacher that's paying the motherfucker. Now, if the teacher was smart, bitch, you have just a whole nother section and session, and you could just record yourself and save that coin, honey, because these damn iPhone 11, 13, 14s, and 15s, bitch, can do just about anything that a damn overqualified videographer can do.
Lady Gaga shot her whole video on an iPhone
11. They shooting these motherfucking commercials on TV with iPhones to set examples, bitch, and they're taking away the jobs from the fucking videographers, and they are pissed, too.
Yeah.
But, bitch, you could do that yourself, honey.
We know they're pissed.
Bitch, right. And, bitch, hire them for the project when y'all gotta do the video if you need them. But, bitch, these phones can do every fucking thing that a damn person you hiring for $250 or whatever.
Bitch, we shot our video on a fucking iPhone.
We shot our shit.
On a fucking iPhone 12.
We shot our shit. On the
one line, bitch. Mario be on this call?
Girl, who? Mario?
Who? Oh,
girl.
But how you gonna add so much to it when y'all moving within one eight count, 16 fucking steps in fucking eight count? Girl, who in the fuck moves like that now? I don't motherfucking understand it. And the kids be racing. And I be like, is that camera work or is that real shit?
I do that.
Their class, I went to for the first time thinking, oh, we finna fuck it up, was Aaliyah. And I like Aaliyah. Now, I'm 6 feet, though, and Aaliyah choreographs for people who are under 5'7".
You told me about the story.
I'm not about to be doing the shit like she do it, but Aaliyah Janelle's choreography looks so bomb on Instagram because of the camera effects. You see that shit in person, and it's like, this is not what it looked like on Instagram.
Bitch, it's like the memes. What I ordered, and then what I got.
Don't take it as me taking away from her as an artist, because she's bomb. I'll give it to
no,
her.
She's sickening. Sickening.
I agree. But what I see on Instagram,
she's sickening at times.
No, because what you see on Instagram is not the process. What you see is the finished product.
That's like TikTok. So the same shit with TikTok.
When I seen her stuff, I was like, oh, let me do this one because not much floor work is going to be good for me. The class and it's like, it's total, like it just doesn't match what you see at the end product. And when you see it, when they're doing it, like for the groups and stuff, she's bomb as fuck, but these are dancers that's been with her for however long. knows her every move.
But the thing is that even because you see it in person and they still fucking it up, it's still, I don't care what the finished product is, it's the camera effects that make it. Let's just keep it real, it's the camera effects that make everybody want to learn the choreo. She was twerking on her neck. That shit looks way better on Instagram than it does in person.
Working on a neck, girl. I'm going to try to break. Girl, who does that?
Because you know what? It's the lighting. It's the bells and whistles of it all. It's the lighting.
It's all the bells and whistles.
I didn't see it on Instagram where people slow it down in portions in the middle of the choreo. And I'm like, that didn't happen in the class. I know it didn't.
Y'all remember when it was a thing on YouTube before when it was starting and we were doing all them classes and it was like unclear the fucking H thing was like just not clear at all, like the 10 years 12 years ago videos.
Yeah,
no extra, nothing, but that was like the bombest experience in class. And like, you know,
because it's authentic.
Like now in LA it's like I'm not knocking it because it looks good video wise but like Team Millie, it's like it's
Daniel fucking Carl.
What is it, fog machine
tracks? I got the right track in my head, right?
Yeah.
All of it.
Daniel, what are you doing?
So, hey.
Jacking off.
Are you jerking off, Daniel? This ain't Steamworks.
So, how about this? For all the students, does it matter to you what song the teacher is doing, because a lot of students will like, hey, what are you doing today and shit, and I feel like this, bitch, it don't matter what the fuck I'm doing, come to motherfucking class and catch the tea, you know what I'm saying, and let it be a surprise. But today was the first time I actually announced in my whole fucking dance career what song I was doing, just so people virtually can get a taste, because it's different and shit.
Well, Trey texted me and was like, bitch, I'm doing my motherfucking joint. I said, what was that?
Me too, bitch. Last night, I was like, bitch, what? I'm coming in person.
Yes. I said, I'm all going to watch. He was excited to do that piece when he heard the song.
Get like more people in class today because of that?
Nigga, let me tell you, because we've been doing this shit virtually, I've gotten more people in
virtually in his class.
Okay, virtually more people in virtually, because my first class for most people virtually. Okay, that's like the fourth shot talking. Now look,
yeah, virtually and virtually.
I got literally my first class, I had like 80 something people. And then since I've been doing the last, and then my next two classes, I've had like over 100 in each class. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I've had people from like, I had someone over in Japan who like used to live over here. A couple of people from like New York and from Texas. People in hella different time zones kind of chiming in to when I'm teaching, because they're like, oh shit, virtually I could take class from you now. It has been hella long. It's been people.
I told Brandon you have to keep going for that reason.
Yeah. Because I love people to hear your class. It's, like, especially today.
So it's been fucking a blessing to kind of get like the kind of love and support, because I would have never thought, you know what I'm saying?
Ryan, what are you doing?
I know. Ryan, come dance with us, nigga. I know, I'm leaving, and you guys come dance with me any fucking time. I don't have a limit on my Zoom.
Yeah, bitch.
I bought the package where I can get as many motherfuckers to come in and just dance. Daniel, what you say?
Like 300 people or something like that.
Yeah, do one class on Instagram Live. You'll get hella people. It's like everywhere just watching.
I like should both?
Your shit be slowing down.
Oh!
So my Wi-Fi is whack.
Bitch, okay.
You better upgrade a Comcast, bitch. You better upgrade a Comcast.
Well, I kind of like it. Well, you know what? I will. You know, maybe I'll go on live while I'll do like my Zoom too, and see how it goes. Because I like to kind of like get a little interactive and kind of see who's all on. Because I'll go through the pages and stuff while I'm teaching and shit.
You need really good Wi-Fi.
Damn, well, why are we getting the feedback?
Go, because that bitch right next to us. She's over here.
I'm going
to
go. I just
so really
to
fast? I don't know who's in here.
Bye, Ryan. I love you. Ryan? No, I feel Trent. I think
we're having a...
Ryan leaving? Oh, I love him.
That's Alan and Jason.
Who are you talking to?
My friend BB and Glory. And I blocked it so they don't see us, but...
Oh, bitch, fuck you. Bye.
Okay, fuck her, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Fucking. I know. Who is it, Brandy? Who you fucking talking to?
Straight Tino.
Wait, hold up.
Why you keeping them? Yeah, Glory, okay? Oh, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
What's up, Big Daddy? How you doing?
Hey, Big Daddy.
Is he fine?
Look at y'all. Don't even fix
that's
yourself
the grandpa,
up. That's granddaddy.
That's granddaddy.
Look, Corona got these bitches in heat.
I know. Glory, your pussy all swollen, huh, girl?
Girl, look at. She's doing her hair right now. Okay, bitch.
Glory want her pussy swollen. She like a little cat. Meow, meow, pussy, meow, meow.
Honey, I have a daddy coming.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, you gonna get pregnant throughout this Corona.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to ask the what's the 5678. So it's time for a letter. Angel, you ready for this letter, Angel?
Wait a second.
Okay, go, Black Panther.
Oh, look
go.
At. No, no, she ain't black no more. She look good.
Go Black Panther.
She removed. Okay, go, bitch, go.
So y'all didn't never address.
Okay, bitch, address it, girl. Let's go.
Y'all didn't never address people asking.
Wait, can we take another shot?
Bitch, I can't shot, girl. I'm seeing double right now.
Quite frankly, to me, it's disrespectful. Oh. But yes, it also separates the dancer coming to train and the dancer coming to show.
For clout, right.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm lost. What are we talking about?
What are you
talking about?
Yes.
How people feel about asking you what song you're going
to
be doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Back to the subject. Thank you. Yes.
It's the people that ask that, in my opinion,
are dumb.
That's how you separate someone coming to train, because if you're coming to train, you shouldn't give a fuck what I'm teaching.
Right. Facts.
Zone.
Now, if you're coming to show, you're going to ask, because you got to decide, do I really like that song? Can I really fuck it up to this song?
And that's how you fuck them up and just use a different song.
Yes, bitch! I'm a
Love it.
You know what? Because that's...
And then tell them that Eric Bellinger is coming.
He's coming tomorrow.
You know what? That's funny because, like, I seem to choose the songs that people are like, oh, I hate that song. But then once I choreograph to it, they be like, oh, I would have never thought about that. Well, bitch, thank you for coming to class. Or, bitch, you should have came to class.
Tell them Tank is coming.
Tank. Bitch, that is so 2000s, girl. I love it.
No, but honey, Tank can
get
it.
You're going to get so many people in class that they sold the fuck out.
Right.
Like, they have to get the gig, but the tour, that's about to happen, girl.
I hate you. You are stupid.
Okay, let's go on and move on to Ask What's the 5678. Y'all ready for this letter?
Okay.
This letter is sickening, girl. Y'all ready for this letter? Okay, go ahead, Al.
Oh, bitch, this is a
bio. Alan reads better than me. Go ahead, Alan. You read better than me,
So this is a bio.
This is a bio, girl.
Okay. Yeah, if you won't take a shot and, like...
Angel, you ready for this, Angel? She loves some letters, girl.
Okay.
We got a letter. Here we go, y'all.
Jasper, y'all. Jasper writes, I'm a senior in college, 21.